I think it's cool when we kind of love and appreciate each other this way. It's the right thing to do. How about you? Okay? If you have your Bibles, you could turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Just a few weeks ago, we kind of kicked off back to church Sunday and tried to get back in the regularity of Sunday mornings. And we had sort of a baseball theme, and so this morning I'm on the baseball theme again, and I'm going to tell you a parable of the three baseball fans. But let's start with 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and verse 24 through 27 will be our text, and then we'll go from there. So if you wouldn't mind, please stand, and I will read. I need my glasses this morning, I'm afraid. Here's what it says. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. All right, you may be seated. Parable of the three baseball fans. Fan number one is the spectator. Yep, there's the spectator. Fan number one just loves being at the game. All week long, he plans and gets excited about going to the game. He loves the smell of the grass, the sound of the crack of the bat as the ball is crushed. He loves the taste of the hot dogs and peanuts. He loves to hear the cheer of the crowd. The whole atmosphere is just completely exhilarating to him. Fan number one doesn't care if he is not on the field playing on the team. He just wants to be there. That's enough for him. He would much rather sit back and just watch anyway. He just loves being at the game. Spiritually speaking, many people are like fan number one. They just love being at church. They love the great music, that preacher that's a little crazy. But they love the worship, the general atmosphere, some of the people. They love the fellowship. They love the experience of the presence of God. They just love being at church. Now, they don't really want to make a commitment to Christ. They would rather just sit and watch. Just being at church is enough for them. Kierkegaard once said, "To become an admirer of Jesus is much easier than to become a follower. You can admire from a distance and be relatively unaffected, but followers have their lives turned upside down." Now, it's okay to be a fan number one, the spectator, but we cannot stay that way or we will make the same mistake the fan number one makes. Fan number one assumes that if he faithfully shows up for every game, one day he will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Doesn't matter to him that he never picked up a bat or a glove or a ball. It doesn't matter to him that he never joined the team or even played in a single game. He believes that if he faithfully shows up for every game, he will be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. But the truth is, no spectator has ever been inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Dallas Willard says this, "The leading assumption in the American church today is that you can be a Christian but not be a disciple." There are a lot of spectator Christians in the church today. We cannot assume that if we simply show up for church every Sunday that we will be guaranteed heaven. It just doesn't work that way. The Word of God is clear. We must join the team by accepting Christ as our Savior, confessing Him as our Lord, repenting of our sins, and following Him. We got to play in the game. That's serve Christ with your life. You got to train yourself. That's prayer and Bible reading and evangelism. And when we do those things, God's grace is alive in us, and we are bound for the Hall of Fame, which would be heaven. Craig Gracial says, Jesus never asked us to sit on the sidelines and cheer for his cause. He's not looking for spectators. So let's not be fan number one, the spectator. Then fan number two is the bench warmer. Fan number two used to be a spectator, but he decided to join the team. He wanted to be in the game. He wanted to be a Hall of Fame player. So he joined the team. But then he saw how hard it was to be a big leaguer. He had to get up at the crack of dawn. He had to quit many of his old bad habits. He had to stretch and exercise. He had to work on his fielding, his throwing, and his batting. He had to learn strategy. He had to watch his diet. He had to play almost every day. He had to answer to the coach. He had to travel with the team. It was just too much work. So fan number two decided he wouldn't practice as much. He wouldn't stay in shape. He wouldn't always listen to the coach. He was fine sitting on the bench and watching his teammates do all the work. It was much easier this way. He could still be on the team and not have to do nearly the work. He was right there in the action. To him, it was a perfect solution. Spiritually, many Christians are like this. They wanted to be a light for Jesus, so they came forward, they confessed their sins, they received Christ, and tried to turn their life around. But after they joined the team, becoming a Christian, they saw how much work it was. They saw that to grow as a Christian, they had to read God's word daily and spend time in prayer daily and leave behind some of their old ways. They had to begin answering to the coach, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. They had to serve others and witness for the Lord. And for many Christians, it's just too much work to grow. So for many, it is just easier and better to ride the bench, to sit in the pew and watch the teammates do all the work. But there's a big mistake here. Not only do bench warmers not make it into the Hall of Fame, they won't stay on the team long that way either. When you and I decide not to grow as a Christian, it affects our relationship with Christ and can cost us our eternity because we will no longer be allowing the grace of Christ to penetrate and change our lives. We don't want to be a bench warmer. 2 Peter 1, 5-8 says this, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You get it? You can't be a bench warmer because the scripture tells us to make every effort and add to our faith. Hebrews 5:14 says this, solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. That's it. You got to play every day. You got to be in the game every day. That's the constant use, and you train yourself to walk with the Lord. 1 Timothy 6:11 through 12 uses some action words. It says, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. And then it says, fight the good fight of the faith. This should be a wake-up call to Christians. Get off the bench. Get out of the pew. Start training. Step up to the plate and get ready to be a home run hitter for Christ. Because that's fan number three, the home run hitter for Christ. This fan loves being on the team. He's willing to do whatever it takes to become a better baseball player. His passion in life is the Hall of Fame. He is determined to work however hard he has to. It doesn't matter what it costs or what it takes. Fan number three will do it if it means that he becomes a home run hitter. As he continues to live being faithful to the coach, the team, and the game, he knows that one day he will be in the Hall of Fame. Thankfully, many Christians have answered the call of God and are serving Him faithfully. They are growing every day and becoming more like Jesus. And that's the goal for each Christian, to grow to be more like Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says this, "Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Always give yourself fully. Don't be a bench warmer that's half-hearted. Don't be a spectator that just kind of sits and watches things happen. But be a home run hitter that's given yourself fully to the Lord's work, that you're all in. 1 Thessalonians 4:1 says, "Finally, brothers, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more." Please the Lord more and more. Then Colossians 3:23 says this, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men." You catch that? How much of your heart? All of it. In whatever you do, you are serving God. So give it your all. Be a home run hitter for the Lord. Even though it might cost a lot of time, energy, perseverance, and struggle, it is worth it. Paul says those who compete in the games do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. When we are faithful to the Lord, serving Him wholeheartedly, there is a reward awaiting us in eternity. You understand what I'm saying? And not just eternity itself, but the rewards and recognition that are received in that place. I want to be in the Hall of Fame, spiritually speaking. How about you? I don't want to be a spectator. I don't want to be a bench warmer. I want to be in the game. Let me play. And God, by His grace, calls all of us and gives us a chance to play. He wants us on the team. Now, let's compare these three fans in a few scenarios. In relation to the Bible, well, the spectator knows what a Bible is. Yep, they know what it is. They even like some of the stories they've heard. Now, the bench warmer actually kind of likes the Bible. They read it occasionally, but they really prefer to hear somebody else. But the home run hitter loves the Bible. They read it every day. They study it in depth, and they do what it says. How about in relation to prayer? The spectator likes to be prayed for. They have lists of things that they want from God. Now, the bench warmer will occasionally pray, but generally it's in times of crisis. But the home run hitter prays regularly. They pray for other people and situations. Are you seeing the contrast? Then one last one in relation to church involvement. The spectator shows up once in a while and usually enjoys the service, especially if their favorite song is included. They will occasionally thank people on the team for what they do, but they themselves will rarely, if ever, do anything on the team. That's the spectator. Now, the bench warmer shows up pretty regularly and even participates in some of the main events. But when asked to do something, if they agree at all, they may not always follow through. They don't ever volunteer for anything more than is absolutely necessary. And even that is best motivated when there is a personal gain from the activity. Now, contrast that with the home run hitter who shows up all the time and very rarely misses. They participate in a variety of areas of ministry in the church. When asked to do something, you can count on them to follow through, perhaps even exceeding your expectations. The home run hitter will even take leadership roles as needed and help others become more than just spectators and bench warmers. Now, while they appreciate a nice pat on the back once in a while, it's not necessary because the home run hitter sees themselves as servants of the King of Kings. It's his approval that matters most to the home run hitter. Do you see the contrast? So which fan are you? The spectator, the bench warmer, or the home run hitter? Let's step up our game. Let's be home run hitters. Amen? We can do it. Now, there's a very, very practical application to this message today. In the back of our church, right over here, are tables of displays and areas of ministry that you could sign up to participate in. I want you to take a few minutes and look those over and see where you might be able to participate in church ministry and be a home run hitter. There, I gave two assignments in one day. I know it. You got to, you know, let people know that you missed them, and now you got to go back and look at those displays and consider signing up for an area ministry. Two assignments. Can you do it? All right. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the great examples that are in there. And we thank you for the way it speaks to our lives today. And that you've called us to be part of the team. I mean, just that thought is really pretty profound. That you've invited us to join your team. We get to partner with the King of the universe. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, help us to be good team players. Not just spectators, not just bench warmers, but people in the game, serving as you call us to serve and doing the very best we can in every situation because we want to honor you. And, Lord, we want to be Hall of Famers. So give us grace, God. Strengthen us for the tasks that you've called us to. Help us to follow through and be faithful as you've directed us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. God's blessings on you. Have a great week and be a home run hitter.